Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's been a long time since we've been joined by our next guest. Really excited to catch up with him and get his thoughts on the Kansas City Royals. Jacob Milham, Kings of Kauffman, joins us on the show today to talk about the Royals, who are under 500. Jacob, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right, C-Dot. I really hope we would be talking again under better circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, that's your fault. We've been trying to reach out to you. I don't know what it is. You've been real big time. Now the Royals are under 500. Now you want to come on the show.
You know what? It's I've just been a busy man, C-Dot, but I'm here now. It might be a little too late, though.
All right, let me ask you a couple of non-Royals questions, and then we'll get to the Royals. Whenever you think of the Oakland A's, what player do you think of?
Oddly enough, Ben Zobrist. I really think of him. But, man, I mean, Ricky Henderson is the second guy up there.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised you went Ben Zobrist. I was thinking you were going to go more Miguel Tejada and more Jason Giambi.
Nah. Those aren't my speed. Listen, I was a Ben Zobrist fan when he was with the Rays. That was my guy.
All right. What is your television or movie house? We were telling the story earlier that the woman that owns the house from Breaking Bad, she does not like people coming to the property. There's a video of her when people come up there to take a picture of the house. She sprays them with a water hose and tell them they're trespassing and getting off the property. My favorite house is from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's my TV movie house. What's yours? What's your favorite?
Man. Yeah, well, I got to go more blasé. You ever seen Modern Family?
I have seen Modern Family.
I think the main family's house is what I would go with.
Okay, it's not a bad guess. Right now we're here with Jacob Milham of Kings of Kauffman, just getting his thoughts on the Royals as they are under 500. Let's just start with this. What do you think is the biggest problem with the offense? Because this is something that has lasted now for the first half of the season. I think you and I spoke earlier in the season, and we were thinking, all right, hey, you know, they're going to turn the corner. They'll fix this thing. They'll fix this thing. I mean, this offense feels like it's been off since last September, and they just haven't been able to get on a consistent pace. What's your biggest issue? What do you diagnose with the Royals offense?
It is there are so many different avenues you can go with, but I think the one that you can't ignore is performing with runners in scoring position. You know, that was the big thing that the 2024 Royals hitched their wagon to and said, hey, we're focused on situational hitting. We are going to produce in these moments, and they did. They had I consider Vinny Pasquantino a 100 RBI guy from last year. I mean, come on, he missed the last month. And had 97 RBI, but you had three guys with nearly 100 RBI because they produce with runners in scoring position. Right now, this Royal squad is the worst in that situation in franchise history. Now, see, we've seen some bad Royals teams. We've seen some really bad ones in recent years, but I mean, they got like a 588 OPS in that scenario. Like, you're telling me that in 2025, every single Royals batter going up with runners in scoring position is turning into Hunter Renfro out there? Like, that's not going to get it done.
No, that's not going to get it done at all. It's funny because I would say in the last, I don't know, four Royals games that I went to two of the Cardinals games. They didn't really score in either one of those games. I was at Jack Caglione Day at the K. They didn't really score in that game. Like, they maybe have scored five runs in the last four Royals games that I've been to.
I'm very sorry to hear that, C-Dot, but that's becoming all too common of an occurrence here in 2025. Yeah, they're 3 for 39 in the last six games with runners in scoring position. Like, that's terrible, and especially, you know, I'm sure the team is talking about, oh, well, our batting average is really high, we're getting a lot of hits, and yada, yada, yada. But the fact is, a lot of those are singles. You know, this team isn't converting a lot of those hits into two or three baggers. So it's, you have to keep the line moving if you're going to be a contact first team. And frankly, once a guy gets to second base, the Royals seemingly can't keep the line moving at all. And it's got to be frustrating for the guys in the clubhouse. I know manager Matt Quatrero's talked about it. I know Vinny Pasquantino's talked about it. And both of them have said something to the effect of, this is a very volatile stat, right? Like, this is a very – runners in scoring position is a very volatile thing. Sometimes you might go 0-for. Sometimes you might, you know, go for 4-for-5. But this is a bad thing across the entire season. We're not looking at the past week or something. We're looking at the entire season, and the Royals struggle mightily.
Jacob, you said that they're just singles. I would contend that they're singles with nobody on and two outs. If there's one thing the Royals love to do in an inning, it is get a single with nobody on and two outs. Like, oh, they got a hit. Well, yeah, I mean, that doesn't really count. That doesn't really mean anything. The Royals love doing that. Let's talk about Jack Caglione, because you mentioned kind of hitting the ball hard and putting the ball in play. We have had about a week of Jack Caglione in the majors. What have you seen?
What I'm enjoying is, number one, like last night, he worked three full counts. Like, this was a guy coming up through the system where even in the pre-draft process, the swing and miss and just the tendency to chase pitches was an issue. And for him to be able to go up against major league competition at this point in his career and work those full counts, get to those three ball situations where hopefully he gets something to hit, I think that's a good thing. And I get it, the traditional metrics aren't liking what he's doing so far. He had that four hit game against the White Sox. That was a great thing. I'm hoping that he has a big series against the Athletics, really gets the home crowd going. And I like what we're seeing so far. I still want to see more, but I'm loving the expected numbers behind Jack so far. So I'm still on the Jack wagon.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should still be on the wagon. I really think that this weekend, man, the Royals just need something positive to happen. They lost a series last weekend to the Chicago White Sox. They just got swept by the New York Yankees, where they never really gave you any threat of scoring in those three games. And now you have a home series in which you got Alex Gordon Day at the K, Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead doll. Jack still doesn't have his first home run. The Royals just need something good to go right for them over these next 3 days.
Yeah, and I just, in baseball, the season's so long, you know, even the worst teams will have those good games, those good moments that fall their way. But, I mean, man, I'm not saying like this is a must-win series, but if you go out there against the Athletics, who are 26-44 right now, and you go out there and you lose a series to them, I'm sorry, it's going to be tough to blame some Royals fans for being hesitant in what this team can do across the entire season, right? Like, there were people saying that the sky was falling after they lost the Chicago White Sox series. Now you have a sweep to the Yankees, and now another team, which a good contending team should take care of business against the Athletics. And if the Royals can't do that, it's going to be some tough conversations amongst Royals fans.
I haven't got a chance to ask you this question yet. Who is your comparison for Jack Caglione? We've heard a couple of different ones. J.J. Piccolo said that he is a left-handed Pete Alonso type. We had J.J. Cooper on the show when he gave out Giancarlo Stanton his early years with the Miami Marlins. We've heard some different players thrown out there. It's obviously very early on in his career, and he's a very young player. But when you look at Jack Caglione, is there a player comparison that comes to your mind?
Truth be told, I have to double down on the Giancarlo Stanton one from Cooper. It was, you go back and you watch some of the early days of Stanton there in the Miami Marlins. He was a completely, I'm not saying completely different player, but he was more athletic then. There was a lot more of a fire, but the power was still there. Some of the frustrating moments, some of the frustrating plate appearances were still there. But all in all, he was a star because he could put the ball over the fence. And a lot of the numbers compare the two so far. It's still early in Jack's career, but I do think that there are worse players to resemble than Giancarlo Stanton out there.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Kauffman. Jake, have you ever seen a player hit a ball as far as we just saw Aaron Judge do a couple of days ago?
No, I'm sorry. That was one of those moments where you just say an expletive at the TV screen and you just watch it go. Like, Aaron Judge is a very, very talented player at the plate. And that was one of those moments where like, wow, this guy can really, really do some neat things, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. I mean, I was in attendance. I'm sitting there watching it, and it was one of those things that just like sometimes when a home run happens, like you're not sure, like you kind of got to track it, and you're going to like, you know, you're kind of just seeing if it's going to be a home run or not. I've never heard a sound that loud before. I've never seen a ball travel that quickly off a bat where you instantly knew where it was, and you were just trying to see where the ball was going to land. I've never seen a human being hit a ball that far before.
No, I haven't either, especially like in game. I've seen some crazy things in batting practice, but it's batting practice, right? And that is, I think that was not deflating for some Royals fans, but it showed what this fan base hopes Jack Caglione can do, right? Because I do believe that Aaron Judge and Jack Caglione have very comparable levels of raw power, right? But Judge has made an MLB career, has won the awards, won the accolades, because he isn't just all power and no bat-to-ball skills, right? Now, hopefully here, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years, maybe even later on this season, we see Jack put one that far over the right field fence. But until then, Judge's home run early in the series was pretty dang impressive. You just got to admire it at a certain point.
Jacob, how worried are you about Cole Reagans? This is the third time that he has been on the injured list this season.
I'm scale of 1 to 10. I'm about a 7 right now, C-Dot. It's number one, I never feel good when a player has to go get a second opinion. That raises a red flag for me immediately. But also, this is, you know, he's dealt with a lot of lower body injuries in his Royals tenure, right? Now this is something with the throwing shoulder. So I'm not going to count on Cole Reagans being back in the rotation until like late August at the earliest. I think this team needs to prepare for not having their opening day starter for quite a while. And, you know, frankly, that this might be what Cole needs is an extended period of just being shut down. There's a lot of chatter about did the Royals really rush him up from that rehab assignment? And then he went out there and had just a pretty poor outing earlier on this month.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know. I'm really interested to see what comes of this second opinion. I believe Andy Rogers said we're expecting that this coming week, so the week of the 16th, and we'll just have to see how long he's shut down for, but then also how quick are the Royals going to ramp him back up from being shut down. It really depends on where the team is at that point. So there's a lot of different ways the Royals and Cole Reagans could go this year.
It really just goes to show you how kind of finicky pitching can be from one year to the next. I mean, we're talking about a year and a half where Cole Reagans was, I think, pretty clearly one of the five best pitchers in the American League, was an all-star last year, a guy that people thought could compete for the American League Cy Young. This feels like it's going to be a little bit of a lost season, and now we're looking at it heading into 2026 potentially. He's a guy who has had two Tommy John surgeries and basically missed 2025 with arm issues.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a concerning part for the Royals, and this is partially a reason why Reagans was available as for Aroldis Chapman and another prospect on top of that, right? Cole Reagans was an oft-injured prospect for the Texas Rangers, and he came here to Kansas City, hit the ground running, has been an excellent pitcher through the end of 2024, but there have been a lot of just moments in 2025 where he has not looked like that same pitcher. And pitching mechanics nowadays, there are so many different parts. So, like, it is an entire body sequence. And if one of those parts is out of whack, or if it's more sore than usual, that affects the entire reactions process. So it is, I'm hoping that Reagans isn't on the shelf for the rest of this season, but I think it's going to be safer to bet on him not being back until like September.
A couple more questions here for Jacob Milham. He is with Kings of Kauffman. Just talking a little Royals baseball today on this Friday as they get ready for their series against the Athletics. If I set the over-under right now on 2.5 All-Stars, Bubich should make the team. Bobby Witt Jr. should also make the team. Do you think they get another All-Star aside from those first two players?
Man. Truthfully, no. Vinny has a case right now because he has been so hot. But, I mean, you know, Vladimir Guerrero has also been pretty good. There's a couple of other first basemen who have gotten hot lately. You can make the case for Michael Garcia's breakout so far this year. Maybe you should get some votes at least at third base. But, I mean, come on, that's Jose Ramirez's spot to lose so far in 2025. Yeah, I would take the under. I think that's the smart money on that, C-Dot.
Yeah, I think that's probably the smart money too. It's funny because for so long in this season, we have talked about the Royals being buyers and going out to get a bat and trying to go for it and trying to make it. I'm not really sure if the Royals are buyers or sellers. We talked about this a couple of days ago on the show, that this is kind of what this third wild card spot does, is it maybe makes you think you're a little closer and a better team than what you are. That it feels like, man, these next 2 weeks, they're going to really determine if we think the Royals should maybe go for it and trade for a bat and try to grab one of those wild card spots, or you just simply stem the tide, finish out this season, and then use the offseason to go get the offensive production that you really need.
Yeah, and that's it truly is a tricky spot to be at, because right now they're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. That is not a huge gap at this point in the season. Now, if folks wanted to say, like, hey, they're 10.5 out of the division lead, like that seems a little bit more comparable to how we're feeling about the Royals right now. And I kind of give them – I think that the front office is going to be patient with deciding if they're buyers or sellers. You know, this team does not have a huge treasure trove of prospects to go all in on a middling team right now. They have to be pretty calculated about it. They have to be smart about it. Right now, I'm looking at the All-Star break. Where are the Royals at the All-Star break? Do they go get hot again like they did to start off May? Do they stay at the same level that they're at right now, just hovering around 500? Like, I think that's the point where Royals, the decision makers, are going to have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, what is the best thing for the franchise? Not for the 2025 Royals, but for the franchise.
Last thing here, Jacob, we appreciate your time. What's the Royals story right now that the average fan is not talking about that really interests you? What's that thing that's kind of flying under the radar right now with the Royals that you're really paying attention to as we get towards the All-Star break?
I'm looking at Nick Lofton a lot. It is easy to look at his production since he's come back up from Omaha and try to dismiss it as a part-timer just being hot. But like, this is a guy right now, I know he's in today's lineup, but he is a guy who deserves to be in the everyday lineup, especially with the guys not producing consistently overall. He was putting up a lot of great numbers for the Storm Chasers, and I was looking at those with a grain of salt because we saw what he did at points in 2024. He didn't really look like that same player, and I was concerned that he was just taking advantage of a hitter-friendly park up there in Warner Park. But he looks like a guy who deserves a shot in the everyday lineup. I think that Royals fans should be calling for his name more. And I get it, we're all focused on Jack Caglione, but he's out there in right field. I want to see Nick Lofton out there more in left field.
Jacob, where are your baseball cards? Because I know coming up you had baseball cards. Where are they?
They are still in two shoeboxes. I'm actually sitting right next to the closet that they're in. I got one shoebox of all of my just assorted cards. It's mainly baseball and football. The other shoebox is filled with Jordano Ventura cards and a couple of signed baseballs from him. That was my personal collection following the 2014 World Series, and man, I'm going to hold on to those for quite a while.
Well, you know what I want you to do today? I want you to do this weekend. I want you to go through that shoebox because you maybe possibly could have retired by now. You'd have been working for no reason, and you're sitting on a gold mine right there in that shoebox, and you just don't know it.
Maybe so. You seen the prices for these Jack Caglione cards?
That's what I'm saying. Look, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You got some rookie in there. You got some Nolan Ryan rookie you don't know anything about. You can retire right now.
No, I think I don't think the Blake Bortles autograph is going to get me that far, C-Dot.
That is Jake Milham joining us on the show today. He is with Kings of Kauffman joining us to talk a little Royals baseball today. Jake, man, look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yep, I'll see you. Have a good weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.